This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Have in your head.
Nirvana, she even likes Madonna. Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports here on Fesco Dusty with Mac as well. Domino's, they get mentioned a lot in the Turnpike Troubadour songs. If you're not familiar, get on it. If not, no worries. But in sports as well. Matthew Stafford seems to be that domino that needs to fall before everything else can happen.
Is that the number one move that has to happen this offseason for anything else to take place in the NFL?
IMO. Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I'm thinking about it right now. Like, once Matthew Stafford makes his decision, then everybody else can kind of jockey of what they want to do, right?
Because Matthew Stafford has been the topic of this offseason, at least in my opinion. I know there are others, and we'll get into them, because the tush push, people want to get it, you know, banned, which it's
what
not.
What a lame story that is.
It's the Packers. Yes. It's the Packers that are bitching about it, and they just keep tweeting, a sourced team says that they are dude.
It's Green Bay. Yeah, like, stop, man.
We know who it is.
I guess I don't understand why we've gotten to this point in the NFL where if we can't stop something, we stop trying to stop it. We try to change rules. Like, that's peak 2025. Get out there and be better at it. Try to figure out a way to stop it. Go out there and do something different and eliminate that play on defense.
They made the playoffs easier for people to try to beat Patrick Mahomes.
That's what I'm saying. They changed kickoffs.
And then what they didn't realize is that it's actually helping Patrick Mahomes. It's like when Tiger Woods won the Masters by a gazillion strokes, they then Tiger-proofed the Masters, and all these other guys are like, dude, it's already hard for us. Don't make it harder. He's just going to keep winning, as he did.
As he did, yeah.
But no, Matthew Stafford, I think, is that first domino. Because I think once Matthew Stafford goes, then we'll figure out where Aaron Rodgers goes, and we'll figure out where Russell Wilson goes, and we'll figure out, everybody will start to kind of like set up. And then by the time all that's over, you'll have free agency and the draft, and then everybody will know what.
Guys, free agency begins in 2 weeks.
That's right.
Woo!
That's right.
Like 2 weeks from, I think 2 weeks from yesterday is when the legal tampering begins, and then 2 weeks from tomorrow is, you know, when everybody technically signs. Like, I think March 12th is the first day of the league year, and that's Wednesday of 2 weeks, like two Let's weeks go. From tomorrow. Yeah. Because they have the combine this week, and then we have the week off, and then we have the league year starting. I mean, it's crazy.
So Matthew Stafford's teams that we've seen so far of interest, not maybe him, but them, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Giants, Raiders, woofed up.
Yeah, I mean, talk about like a bad grouping of teams, right? And now, Pittsburgh, I think, is good, obviously. They got a good coach, but the other three?
I mean, you're not going to Cleveland. The Giants, I mean, I could see them with, like, I mean, it depends on what they have to give up for that. But
if the Giants are willing to offer up the third pick in the draft for Matthew Stafford and sign him to that $50 million deal, he's going to New York, right? Mm. I think if you're the Rams, let me ask you guys this, and I don't know how you would look at this, but if you're the Rams and you were offered the third pick overall for Matthew Stafford, or you were offered a second and third round pick overall, a second round pick this year and a third round pick next year, Which move would you make if you're the Rams? I'm taking number three overall.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't want to pick this year in the second round and then wait until the next year in the third round.
Right. And you don't need a quarterback, technically, if you're the Rams. You're getting rid of this guy. Obviously, you have Aaron Rodgers to backfill.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could literally draft anybody at number three overall.
My question that maybe I should have asked earlier, if they're going to trade Matthew Stafford, the Rams are, who's going to play quarterback?
Well, Aaron Rodgers is the hot rumor going to L.A. They like that pairing with him and Sean McVay, and I think it would be a great pairing because I do believe that it's one of the few quarterbacks that are quarterback coaches that Aaron Rodgers would have some respect for.
A guy that's like 10 years younger than he is?
Won a Super Bowl, has been fantastic, could retire and walk away right now, may go down as the greatest Rams coach ever. You know, not that there's a whole huge body of work for Rams coaches, but I think he's the guy that Aaron Rodgers would totally respond to and respect. I think he would do that with Pete Carroll as well. I don't know that there's many more right now.
Well, Matt LaFleur runs a lot of similar stuff. Like,
well, he ain't going back to Green Bay.
Well, I'm saying, but yeah. to your Sean McVay point, runs a lot of similar stuff. He would like that offensive system there.
Yeah. And he's a California kid. Go home, finish out your last couple of years and do that. Cleveland's in a bad way. I don't know if you saw the story yesterday. Their GM is trying to convince Myles Garrett they're moving on from Deshaun Watson, but like can't say it publicly, you know, because of everything that's involved.
Everybody knows.
I know, but like they're like going overboard trying to convince Myles Garrett, hey, we're getting rid of this guy. Please stay. Mm-hmm. And Myles Garrett's like, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I believe when I see it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. No, that's why everybody was saying, because I believe the last game of the year, Baltimore was a 21-point favorite. And everyone's like, how is that spread that high? I mean, it's a division game. I get it. And Browns are beat up and Baltimore's awesome and they have to win. And they were saying that it was basically like a protest game by the players. Like, we just don't care because you have this idiot as our quarterback.
Oh, really? I didn't see that story. That's a great story. I love it. I'm in.
And they were just like, because I was watching like, I think it was like a pregame show of like betting and stuff like that, like fantasy on like one of those weird like 310 channels. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. And it was like they were asking, like, why is the spread 21? And they're like, well, here's why. There's an underlying story that says that basically Cleveland is letting ownership know, like, as long as you're going to keep trotting this guy out here, we're not going to do it because he's just not an NFL quarterback. He's not quarterbacking the league. Get out of here. Go away.
And nobody wants this guy around.
Take your money
either,
and disappear. You know? Go to Firefest.
Yeah, go dissipate in Firefest.
There's also some talk that the Vikings could be interested in Matthew Stafford as well. I saw that on the Herd yesterday. That's where
what, really?
Yep. That's why I was like, did you steal it?
Ian Collin, man.
Didn't he fall for a fake tweet, though, about that yesterday or something?
No, it was on something different.
Oh, it was? Okay.
That was NBA Centel said that no, Dallas is not letting people in wearing Luka jerseys.
Yeah, he fell
and
for
he said that, yeah.
He's like, they're not letting anybody in Dallas wear Luka jerseys.
It's like, that's not true.
I mean,
J-Mac with the news. That guy sucks. Dude, J-Mac sucks.
Oh, that guy's terrible.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's like the bit, him sucking, right?
I don't think it's a bit,
I don't know. No. I know he's like an extreme New York guy, but like him and hating on, like, I don't know. Nick Wright calls him out all the time and he works for the same network. I'm like, damn, dude. Like, because he's a New York guy. He's like prized on the success of other teams over Kansas City. And I'm like, all right, dude. Like, what? At least back something up. Yeah. He like prized on people to be better than the Chiefs. Like, he was happy when the Eagles won. Like, you're a New York guy and you're happy
not
Philadelphia.
One real New Yorker is ever happy when Philadelphia does something. It would be like us being happy if St. Louis did something.
It was like if you were happy that Peyton won a Super Bowl with Denver. I'm like, I don't give a rip.
No, who cares?
Yeah. And then there's Cam Ward. And you think Cam Ward could be the guy?
I think out of the quarterbacks that are in the first round, I think he is easily my favorite.
Well, I mean, that's not saying a lot, you know.
And I do really like him. I think he could be a franchise quarterback. I think he's got the skills to do it. I think he's easily the most physically gifted. Not a lot of big quarterbacks, by the way. The measurements are the only thing that from the...
How big are his hands?
Who cares? How big is Patrick Mahomes, right? Like
6'3", And they list Cam Ward at 6'2". People are saying he's probably 6'1", 6'. They list Shedeur Sanders at 6'1". He could be 5'11", 6'. So we'll see how the heights work out. But I think Cam Ward's fast. I think he's strong.
We saw Shedeur with the naked eye. Like, we saw him at Radio Row.
Yeah,
he's 6'1".
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what I thought too.
I don't think he's not 5'11". I'm 5'11 and a half or something.
I also saw Travis Hunter. I thought he was in middle school.
Tiny.
I was like, this guy's small.
Tiny.
He's playing corner in the NFL, dude.
Yes. but I just think he's to go along with the physical traits that I think he attains, he is by far the most confident. I think it was really telling. Maybe we can play the audio later, but him and Shador had a video come out. They were working together out on the field or whatever, but all of Shador's antics about, yeah, I play for Gatorade, all this stuff, and Cam Ward's like, yeah, football pays me. Like, all this stuff about being overly confident, you could read it as arrogance, which I think Shador leans that way, but I see in Cam Ward, I just see, like, I am that dude, and confidence. And he carries that way on the field, too.
Does Cam Ward get sacked a lot?
No, he's like mobile, and like he's kind of like, if you watched Miami football this last year, their defense was atrocious and their games were always like 75 to 68. And Cam Moore was that guy that was just like running around, finding a guy, would like heave it down the field.
He'd
throw 4 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, but throw for like 497 yards.
So like Mahomes, basically, in college. I hate to use that comparison because I'm not saying he's the next Mahomes, but that's kind of what
Patrick just had this
like,
conversation yesterday. Listen to Matt Painter's audio. Stop comparing him to other athletes.
But now he's coming to the NFL, right?
And yeah.
So
yeah.
People are talking about being number one
overall.
If
you don't want to give him a player comp, he is a gunslinging, anxiety type watching quarterback now.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. So he's your favorite in the draft. You said he doesn't get sacked a lot. The reason I asked, Shador Sanders gets sacked a lot.
He does.
You know? And I was just watching a clip from Howard Cosell on with our guy Ross Tucker on his podcast. Mm. And he said that
Howard Cosell,
guys who normally get sacked in college a lot get sacked in the NFL a lot. He called it the kind of the Caleb Williams effect, right? Caleb gets sacked a lot. And he was kind of comparing Shador Sanders to that guy. And so I look at that comparison. The sack thing bothers me. If you get sacked a lot in the college level, he says you're going to get sacked a lot in the pros. If you're a quarterback in the NFL, you can't be getting sacked a lot. Those just kill your team. That kills everything. Watch the body language in Chicago when Caleb Williams gets sacked. It kills everything, right? So I don't want a quarterback that gets sacked a lot in college because that's already who he is. So based on that alone, I guess Cam Ward will be up. I'll have to watch more, you know, film, video, whatever plays, highlights, whatever you want to call them, of Cam Ward to kind of feel, you know, kind of where I am. But somebody said the Giants could trade up to 1 to get Cam Ward.
Yeah, I would love that.
You know, so who knows? We'll see how it all kind of unfolds. But that's the problem. There's not anybody out there that is a legitimate fixer right now for any team in the NFL.
Which is fun. The draft will start at 1. Usually the draft starts at like 3 or 4,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
but the draft's starting at number 1. We don't know who's going.
And we don't know what Tennessee's going to do with that pick.
Yeah, if they're even going to pick.
If they're going to pick. That's what I'm saying.
But exactly.
There may be a big-time trade at the top of the draft on draft day.
Yeah, that night. Yes.
And there's also going to be a quarterback you can go get out of Dallas named Trey Lance if you want to start a franchise.
Oh, my God. Okay. Dallas yesterday, the more that they talk, I mean, Stephen Jones yesterday, we're going to draft a mid-round. Why? Why waste a mid-round pick on a quarterback? That's why teams suck.
Well, you know.
And then he also said yesterday something about we're going to be very selective in free agency. Mm-hmm. Translation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Not doing anything in free agency.
That's right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.